Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. Hope you're having a good afternoon. I'd like to inform you that we will be joined live on the telephone by Laura Good. She is the Director of Programs and Operations at SARTA, S-A-R-T-A. She is also the Executive Director of the Social Media Club of Sacramento. She's got an event coming up, and we're going to talk to her about that and also about SARTA. That's Laura Good. If you're well-connected in the social media world and living within the sound of this radio station, then you may already know Laura Good of Sacramento. She'll be joining us at 5:45. But for right now, we are joined by representatives of the Edge Performance Festival. Some people purport to be edgy. Others, to confirm the fact, put the word edge right in the name of their performance festival. And such is the case this afternoon. Let me read you something about the Edge Performance Festival. It's an exciting new dance and theatrical event, combining what were formerly separate productions, including main stage dance, theater festival, and solo explorations, along with new events such as the Festival Cabaret and the Rocky Horror Picture Show Sing-Along. It's a new campus tradition, starting at the very time of one of our oldest traditions, and that being Picnic Day. The celebrations start this weekend. I have a bunch of representatives from the Edge Performance Festival. Clearly, as you've already heard multiple times, they're eager to introduce themselves. So let me give them a chance to do that now. Hello, welcome. Tell us who you are, affiliations, and how many years you've been doing this sort of work.
Hello, my name is Will Clunt. I'm a first-year MFA actor at UC Davis. I've been doing this sort of stuff about a decade or so. I am the TA for the Edge Festival, so I'm helping the one-act directors with their putting the entire show together, and that's something I've done four or five times before this as well.
Great. It's my understanding that you also served as artistic director for the entire festival.
I would say more David Grenke than me, but I am his assistant, and I've been moving from production to production and helping make sure that everything not only gets scheduled the right way, but that everyone has everything that they need to accomplish what they need to do.
Clearly, whoever's writing your press is a very big fan of yours.
Oh, good, good.
And so far as you were promoted. All right, great. Thank you very much, Will, for coming on the program. Hi.
Hello there.
Who are you?
My name is Michael Lutheran.
Hi, Michael.
I am one of the playwrights of the one act in the Edge Festival. I've written Brothers at War. I'm a third-year dramatic arts major. However, this is the first play I've ever written. So
good for you.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
And what did you call upon in terms of influences, experiences, chutzpah to write this play?
Well, Brothers at War is a very personal story to me. I've been here at UC Davis actually with one of my brothers, and initially last year at one point we talked about wanting to do a show dealing with the relationship of brothers, using ourselves because we're family related. But then I kind of took a step back and was wondering, well, does it take blood to be a brother? And so that's kind of where this journey initially started off from, and then I have an oldest brother as well. His name is John, and he served in the Iraq War back in 2000 and between 2003 2004, I believe. And it was just, I don't know that many experiences that he has. I only have limited knowledge of that. But whatever knowledge I do know, I took artistic license and kind of wrote my own story while weaving in our own kind of brother relationship that we had during that time.
Excellent. All right, great. Well, thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you very much.
And you are?
My name is Sabah Rathbar, and I'm one of the directors for the Edge Festival 1X. I'm a third year graduating film studies major and dramatic arts minor.
Excellent.
I've never really done directing in a festival type, well, theater festival type stuff. I did short scenes in high school, but I don't feel like that counts.
Nevertheless, you stepped forward and said, I'll do it.
Yes.
What qualifications did you call upon to say that so brazenly?
Well, the ones I did in high school, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
The ones that don't count. and then at the beginning of this year, I was really lucky. I got to be the assistant stage manager for Bella Merlin's piece, Tilly Nobody. And so in the rehearsal rooms, it was Bella, who is the main actress and the only actress, her director, Miles Anderson, who is amazing and a member of the Royal Shakespeare Company, and he's done all of this different stuff, the stage manager, Reed, and then myself. So really, it became a real collaboration, and I got to actually direct Bella in some ways, and it was really fun and really awesome, and I decided that I wanted to do it for realsies and have people listen only to me.
Excellent.
I like the power.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I host this radio show. So so great. Well, good for you.
Thank
I look
you.
Forward to seeing how it turns out. And Brian, who are you?
I am Brian.
All right.
My name is Brian Livingston. I am a second year graduating MFA. Woohoo.
Yay!
And I've been doing this a long, long time, and this is the third time I've actually been here in the studio with you. It's so nice to be back.
Absolutely.
And I, as part of our MFA thesis for all the actors, there's myself and three other actors in their second year, we do 20-minute solo performances that are totally written, directed, designed, created by us. And we are putting that up as part of the Edge Festival as well and doing just two nights. But each one is kind of the inner world of each of these actors, and their all of their performance work is kind of laid bare. And so, and I've been working on a piece called Fragments from Artaud's Desk, which is all about the late theater magus, madman, Antonin Artaud. And it's been a real kind of gift to be able to, I too, kind of like what Saba was saying, I too probably never would have done a solo show.
Right.
I really like the collaborative effort in theater. And this is the first time I had to like kind of put up or shut up. And so here I am.
That's great. And haven't you just come from a performance playing a really old man?
I did.
On stage?
I was just playing.
I knew it was you, but a lot of other people checking you out who might know you, if they didn't have a program, they would have been surprised.
Yeah. No, I just finished. You probably met Dominique Saran, who was here in the Granada Artists in Residence program, and he did a show called Come Hell and High Water where I played the older convict who was 100 years old.
Right.
And then there was a younger version as well. And I actually mentioned this to Bella, one of the faculty in the drama department, is that she was really interested. You know, we're really trying to develop our craft here as actors. And so she was really like, Brian, you have such a fast pace. You need to slow down. So playing this 100-year-old allowed me to kind of reduce my tempo, change my, really transform myself.
Right.
And so for this one act, I've decided that I've done that now, and now I'm just really going to go for what... I mean, I'm still including that, but I've really kind of put less restrictions on myself and made it much more raw. So
mm-hmm.
It's a nice juxtaposition to do that kind of work with such a renowned artist, and then
right.
do this kind of work with hopefully a renowned artist someday. You
know? Yeah, absolutely. And I know that in Tilly Nobody, Bella represented herself as an old woman as well at the end of that show.
Mm-hmm.
And so you two might have discussed about gait and how do you represent old and sore and barely functioning muscles as you walk across the stage.
I had a great gift in that one thing that Dominique was really keen on in that production was not playing to parody, not playing to stereotype, not playing to kind of... the restriction was be as truthful as possible. So I put on as many... I slowly started to add these things on and kind of remained myself up until the performance got closer. But I was doing another project where I've been interviewing people for a nature preserve, and I happened to get the opportunity to interview a 100-year-old man who was born here in Yolo County, Joe Furnham, and an amazing storyteller, and I got the opportunity to witness somebody as a centenarian. And during my research, I also found that centenarians are often not that debilitated, that they haven't been atrophied as much as one would think an old person is. In order to survive that long, they've always had a certain kind of youth and a certain kind of genetic luck, maybe, to be still vibrant in their old age. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, your character was not always lucky in his younger days, but I'm sure you felt lucky to be able to play him.
I felt very lucky, and I learned an incredible amount. And actually, the performance that I'm doing now is so back-to-back to that show that I've had to really jump full force off the diving board of that into this. And the rehearsal period for this solo performance has been so short. And so all the kind of gains and momentum that I was using with the cast and crew and the show there, I just applied as quickly as I could to this. So
So internally, it's act two for you. You can just take all that energy and run with it.
Yeah, and act three will hopefully be Diploma.
Excellent.
Yes.
Assuredly it will be.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Dr. Andy of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, coming to you from KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. With this reminder, April 18th, this coming Monday, is the beginning of the KDVS fundraiser. Once a year, we take 1 week out of our schedule to pitch you over and over again the greatness, the oddity, the uniqueness that is KDVS. We're able to keep this station going not only because of volunteers like myself and all the other DJs that you hear down here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, but especially because of you and the support that you provide us right after tax time. Hopefully you'll get something back from the IRS, and we will gladly take it. So head over to kdvs.org. You can find out more about the KDVS fundraiser. It will run from April 18th to 24th, and I'll be joined on the 20th right here at 5 o'clock, 1 week from right now, by one of the most theatrical men I know, that crazy performance poet, Whitey. Chris Whitey Erickson will be here, so brace yourselves and get ready to phone 530-752-2777 1 week from right now. This is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Here's a little bit more jazz, and we'll be right back to hear some more about the Edge Performance Festival here on KDVS.
Linux Users Group of Davis, or LUGOD, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the Linux computer operating system and other open source products as an alternative to expensive, proprietary, and monopolistic software. LUGOD meets in Davis on the first Tuesday and third Monday of each month. For more information, visit LUGOD's website at lugod.org or contact Bill Kendrick at 530-759-1019. Or via email at root@lugod.org.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. You know, you'll have lots of choices for entertainment this weekend, which is true, I should quickly add, of just about every weekend. For instance, the 2011 Davis Feminist Film Festival is coming up. Thursday, April 14th, that's tomorrow, and Friday, April 15th, Tax Day, at the Veterans Memorial Theater. Tickets can be purchased, and the 2011 film descriptions are available at femfilmfest.ucdavis.edu. The Davis Feminist Film Festival is a grassroots event that uses alternative media as a springboard for linking art to social issues. The goal of the festival is to showcase independent film spanning documentary, narrative, and experimental genres in order to explore perspectives often missing from mainstream media and culture. Now in its sixth year, and increasingly international in scope, the festival provides an inclusive public space for underrepresented artists, particularly women and people of color, to raise consciousness about gender, race, class, sexuality, and other dimensions of social inequality. It's a fun, inspiring, community-building event for artists and audiences alike. If you'd like to find out more, you can visit the website for the Consortium for Women and Research, or you can just Google, or put in some other search engine, the phrase Davis Feminist Film Festival, along with UC Davis. This is Dr. Andy, and we're back talking about the upcoming Edge Performance Festival. And I've got Will Klunt here, and he's going to tell us, Will, about the dates and times so that people who want to check out this festival will know what to do. We can't mention prices, but we could probably tell people where they could buy tickets if they wanted to.
Yes, yes. The tickets will be available through the Mondavi Center, which is on the theater and dance website and all over the UC Davis stuff. There's so many of these different kinds of things that we've got going. But to start with the solo explorations, which is Brian Livingston was talking about, was the MFA actors putting together their own performances. Those perform two more times this Friday at 7 p.m. in the Arena Theater, and Saturday at 7 p.m. as well in the Arena Theater. We also have a group of one acts that the undergraduate students have put together, and that opens on Saturday, Picnic Day, at 9:30 in Lab A, which is right across from the Arena Theater. And then 9:30 p.m., yes, thank you. And then on Sunday at 7, and then the following weekend on Friday and Saturday, I believe it at 8, yes?
Yes.
Yes. In addition to that, we have a main stage dance. So the dance department has put together a group of performances by MFA choreographers and undergraduate choreographers. I think that there are six pieces total that have everything from ballet to modern to people who are flying in the air. One of the MFA choreographers does a lot of stuff with aerial work.
So a lot of flying.
He hangs ropes, I believe, from where the lights are usually hanging, and so his dancers will be like climbing up those and figuring out, exploring new and different kinds of movements. I believe that his piece is called Habitat, and he's really interested in what it means to be in the wild and how that is counterposed or opposite to the world that we often live in, being stuck behind a computer, especially
right.
As students.
Excellent.
And that performs in the main theater at 8 p.m. on Friday, and on Saturday at 2 p.m. and at 4 p.m. Their dance performance is a little bit over an hour long, so they're able to do it a little bit back-to-back that day. And then the Sunday at 2 p.m., and then the following weekend, it performs on Thursday at 8 p.m.
So lots of opportunities, and we can go to Theater and Dance if we want to see this schedule.
Yes, it is on the website. Because this is a massive festival, we've got even one more sort of thing, which is the Rocky Horror 2. Two more?
The Cabaret.
Two more things. So we've got the Rocky Horror sing-along, where within the Wright Theater, we're going to bring down the massive projector screen and use the speakers to play Rocky Horror. And I believe we'll have the subtitles at the bottom, and people will be singing along, and there will be all sorts of, like, all of the throwing things at the screen and all the fun things that go along with Rocky Horror.
You all really know how to draw audiences because, you know, a lot of people, they tell me, I would go to the theater more often, but I don't get to throw things. And so...
Well, here is your chance.
Right. Yes. And now people can do that. And then also, it seems to me that the word cabaret brings mm-hmm. audiences. Don't you think?
Hopefully. And the idea with that is that there's a lot of variety at that one. I'm actually going to be performing some original music there.
Great.
Carl Frost, one of the MFA dancers, talked to me about doing a piece there. And then we're going to have a bunch of people singing some things. We're going to have a karaoke machine available for even a couple of people last minute who just want to be there and perform. So the variety of what's possible is what we're looking for with the cabaret.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to find out a few more details about these events, and we'll give you some more reasons to check them out. If you want to check out this schedule, then point your browser at theaterandance.ucdavis.edu and look for the current season. My name is Dr. Andy. This is KDBS. And ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned in to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back. Welcome back to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. Thanks very much for tuning in to your campus and community radio station. I'd like to remind you that Laura Good will be joining me on the phone in about 10 minutes. She's the Director of Programs and Operations at SARTA and the Executive Director of the Social Media Club of Sacramento. She, too, has an event coming up. There is really so much to do if you live in Davis or its environs in the springtime. So I hope that you have a culturally rich schedule packed for the coming, oh, I don't know, 2-3 months. It almost stops right when the summer starts. But you should feel compelled to see a bunch of these events in the coming days. Let's talk Rocky Horror for just a moment. Brian, you are one of the main organizers and visionaries for the Rocky Horror production. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. First off, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
and that's fine, but they're doing a Rocky Horror, so it's going to be at midnight,
okay.
I believe, on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
a picnic day, so come on by. And it's a sing-along, and I think the reason that I'm here is for many, yeah. many years, I used to attend the Berkeley Rocky Horror Picture Show as
so
a
So you know how
teen.
To do it.
So I know exactly how to do it, and
right.
I know that it's a great time, and it's racy, and if you haven't seen Tim Curry in high heels, then you need to come see this movie, and this movie is a formative, cult
right.
classic, and it's a lot of fun, and I heard rumor that they're going to give people the information and maybe even give people the substance to have kits for the craze that is Rocky Horror, which is a very participatory
right.
event. It's not just kind of sit and watch the movie. There's costumes that you can rent at the Enchanted Cellar, which is part downstairs in Wright Hall in the basement, and you can sign up for fitting to wear a costume that is in line with Rocky Horror, and we encourage everybody to come in costume and come in their wackiest garb, may it be goth or straight or square or
right.
whatever it is, but I'm excited because I'm going to go, and they closed down the UC Theater. It's been boarded up for so many years now, and so they haven't had it there.
The one on University Boulevard.
The one
Boulevard.
On University,
yeah.
yeah. And so that was where it used to happen, and I think I have a bit of the old way of dealing with that the movie. So
right.
I'm excited to blurt out in the audience all the things that I know.
And so people will really be looking at you to see what they should be doing or blurting or whatever the case may be.
I guess so. I mean, or you know, jump on the bandwagon or ask me a question or say, what's coming up next?
Right.
Oh well, you know, we need a roll of toilet paper to throw at the screen or yeah. what's coming up next? You know,
Frank's gonna write a list of instructions for us all.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I bet such a thing can be downloaded, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, as it being a cult classic, there's a fanatical amount of information about it. But the music's infectious, and it's a sing-along, so there's going to be right. papers that you can sing along, and so we'll all be caterwauling together, and it being picnic day and such a jovial event, and late at night, I figure there'll be this this atmosphere of play and fun and maybe even I don't know, debauchery in some ways.
A kind of bacchanalian.
A kind of bacchanalian.
Over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we hope. I mean, that's our goal.
If we can direct some of our picnic day revelry to a stage where we're throwing things within a confined area and singing songs, well, no one gets hurt. You know, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I thinking about it, I was just remembering the very first time I ever went. They have a kind of a tradition, which is to find out who's what they call a virgin,
right.
somebody who's never seen the show before. And often there's a little hazing going on, not in the sense of, you know, how we know in college that we're not supposed to haze, but a little
right.
bit of gentle ribbing and kind of testing of the boundaries to see if people are ready for it. Because once you do get in the movie, it's just a lot of fun. But it's kind of the anticipation of ooh, what am I getting myself into? I don't know. This guy's being a little strange.
And right.
I remember getting bit very hard on the neck, but that was, you know, not in a college environment. It was a little bit more tame, but it was a lovely person and actually left a little mark, and I was in there for my first time watching Rocky Horror, kind of rubbing my neck, and
right.
later had this kind of teeth marks
yeah.
of this person. So
you had scars to prove how much fun you had.
I had scars to prove how much I, yeah. And I went back again and again, and actually a couple times, often they have a live cast. This time we're not doing that,
mm-hmm.
but often they have a live cast that accompanies the movie, so it's kind of this playful romp
right.
in front of it, and I knew all the cast members and did a couple of bits to help them, kind of crewed for them, and became kind of a roadie or a hanger-on of some kind.
Right. Great. Good for you. Well, it yeah. sounds like a lot of fun. Why don't Saba or Michael, why don't you tell us one more fact or tidbit or interesting element of this upcoming Edge Performance Festival that will draw people in this coming weekend?
Well, since we're both representing the One Acts, that's what you should come see. Not that everything else isn't going to be amazing, but I think the One Acts in particular are really interesting this year. They're kind of taken from Third Eye Theater Festival, so
right.
People remember that. All of the pieces are student-written and student-directed, student-acted, and then student lighting design, I guess. It's very light, and this year it's really about the material. Some years that seems to get lost in all of the technical aspects, so this year we really cut it down. It's in Lab A. There aren't that many costumes. It's just kind of very bare bones, and it's really focusing right. on the writing and the acting and the directing, and it's there are three very different shows. There's Michael's piece, Brothers at War, directed by Sarah Birdsall. There's my piece, which is called How to Grieve, written by Ashley Chandler. And then there's another one called Ballad of a Tangerine,
yeah.
Written by Karen Balderamo and directed by Jenny Adler. So Michael's deals with brothers and war and all that. Mine deals with one girl losing her mother to cancer and how that kind of affects her and her life and how she deals with it. And then Ballad of a Tangerine, it's about puppet racism.
Mm-hmm.
In the theater world, and so there's puppets and there's racism. I don't know what wouldn't draw you into that.
I mean, it's a comedic way of exploring a big social issue.
Sure.
So it's a lot of fun. It's you know, with the One Acts, you might cry, but then you're gonna laugh like crazy as well. And then with all of the other pieces, I mean, it's a great way for students, whether you're interested in dance, singing, you know, dramatic performances, comedy, you know, come and see what students at UC Davis are doing. You know, we love seeing audiences and engaging with them, and this entire festival kind of is celebrating the idea of dance and theater, and just we want everyone to come out and have fun with us.
Absolutely. All right, well, if you want to find out more about this, visit theateranddance.ucdavis.edu. Or Google Theater and Dance at UC Davis or the Edge Performance Festival. Well, Will, Michael, Saba, and Brian, thanks so much for coming again on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Do you have any concluding words, Brian?
I know we can't talk about price, but there is also an option to buy a pass that will allow you to get into all of these events. The Rocky Horror. But it's a great deal to be able to go and see multiple events. And I would suggest Picnic Day, come and see the solo performances, then go right to the One Acts, and then go see Rocky and just stay with us all night.
And the dance is right before that in the afternoon.
So yeah, so
all day long.
Hang out with us all day on Picnic Day.
All right. Well, if you're so inclined, that's exactly the information that you needed. Thanks very much to the four of you, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Certainly. Well, stick around, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm going to get Laura Good on the live line, and we're going to talk about social media and Sacramento. Right now, this important message about household allergens. You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis.
Air filled with common household allergens can cause headaches, allergies, and even asthma. Here are a few tips to help keep the air in your home fresh. Ventilate the attic and crawl spaces to prevent moisture and mold buildup. Also, use an air dehumidifier or air conditioner to control indoor humidity. To help clean air circulate, change air conditioning and furnace filters every 2 months. It's also important to service your heating and cooling systems regularly.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. Before we go any further, I'd like to tell you about a couple exciting events coming up. One is that tonight, from 7 to 9 p.m., there will be a panel called Queerly Kin that will take place at the King Lounge on the Memorial Union second floor here at the University of California at Davis. This will be a panel and question and answer discussion on the various ways that queer families are defined, created, and maintained. The panelists will discuss how various aspects include monogamy, polyamory, surrogacy, racial identity, bisexuality, and how they also, all of this affects their kinship ties in the queer community. The panelists include community counselor Jesse Fullman, community activist Sonia Melita D. Montoya, and UC Davis undergrad Miguel Espinoza. So that'll be tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. There's also an event tomorrow night from 7 to 10 p.m. at the TCS building, formerly known as the Art Annex, Violence of Silence, Voices of Change Through Identity and Poetry. So I hope that you will consider checking that out as well. Laura Good is my guest now this afternoon. Laura Good is the Director of Programs and Operations at the Sacramento Area Regional Technology Alliance. She's also the Executive Director of the Social Media Club of Sacramento. I've been to a couple of their meetings, and I find them to be the most impressive local group that's really addressing head-on the ways that all of our lives are changing or could change because of social media, new media, and all the new opportunities we have to be connected. As executive director of the Social Media Club of Sacramento, Laura has been responsible for providing the leadership as well as the tremendous amount of volunteer energy necessary to keep that club going. She's very active on Twitter, as you may know, if you are a tweeter yourself, and she's helped to be one of the hubs around which so many of the rest of us are spokes as we explore social media and ways of connecting with people in the Sacramento area. Laura Good, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Dr. Andy. I'm really excited to be on the radio. For some people who follow me on Twitter as Good Laura, this might be the first time they've ever heard my voice.
Absolutely. Well, you're on Twitter as Good Laura, and you've been really instrumental in connecting people with a lot of the events, connecting to social media, but also other topics in the Sacramento area. And now you've got an event of your own to talk about that's happening at the California Museum, if I remember correctly, this coming Tuesday evening.
That's correct. I'm really excited about this event. The topic is social media and social uprising, and our keynote speaker is UC Davis Law Professor Anupam Chander, and we're going to talk about how new media is accelerating change around the world. A lot of folks have followed what's gone on in the Middle East, and this is a topic of expertise for Professor Chander, and we're just delighted that he's going to come speak to Sacramento and bring us up to date on the huge impact new media has had on fighting for freedom in the world.
Absolutely. Now, this event is somewhat atypical, though you often have meetings on Tuesdays, but this one is somewhat atypical in that it's taking place at the museum. Why is the museum such an important part of what's going to happen on Tuesday?
Well, they're co-hosting this event. They have a gorgeous venue, and they are interested in raising the level of conversation in Sacramento around topics like this. So we were looking for a venue because we expected this to be an event that would attract more people than we can accommodate in at the Urban Hive, which is our usual venue, and we reached out to them. They were very interested and came alongside us and helped us plan this event. So that's their role. Basically, we had a shared interest in the messaging on this event, and they are the host of the venue. They're opening the gallery so that folks can tour the gallery before the actual lecture begins. So it's really amazing teamwork between the two organizations.
That's wonderful. Good for you. And in terms of the wider and ongoing goals that you have as executive director of the Social Media Club of Sacramento, what has the club been able to provide so far, and what sort of additional directions do you see us going in the coming months and years?
Well, the chapter was launched in April of 2009, mm-hmm. and since then we've been providing monthly events. We've had a few periods of time where we didn't have an event, but on just a full range of topics. We're very interested in how social media is impacting the way we live our lives. And we don't always focus on just the PR and marketing aspects of social media. We've had events that looked at music and art. We looked at politics a couple of times, Government 2.0, and then politics last fall. So we are interested in exploring the full range of impact that social media and new media have on our lives. We have typically 50 to 100 people attend our events. It's put together by an all-volunteer staff, so we're always looking for volunteers who are passionate about social media to help us out. We also do some workshops on a quarterly basis that are more how-to and hands-on. Like, we just had one on blogging for business with Jennifer Bourne from Bourne Creative. She did a fantastic job.
That's great.
On that topic. Coming up in the future, next month, May, we are going to have a discussion on social media and ROI, or return on investment. That's a real hot topic among marketing and PR and business people as to how and even if you can measure ROI on the influence of social media for businesses. In June, we're going to look at families and social media. We have a lot of mommy bloggers in the region, people who connect on social media to share parenting stories, learn parenting skills, things of that nature. And just a whole host of events coming up throughout the year. Not all the topics are planned, but we try planned far in advance. But we try and pick topics that are really interesting to people at that moment in time.
That's wonderful. Well, you've told us about some of the substance of these events. Something that I really enjoyed is kind of the camaraderie and the tone of kind of discovery and socializing both before, during, and after the events. I'm wondering if you could say something about that as well.
Yes, we're all about the conversation, and the conversation happens through casual, fun networking both before and after the event. It's got a little bit of a business twist to it, but it's much more about people connecting with each other in the Sacramento region, sharing what it is that they're passionate about. We are very fortunate to frequently have food and beverage sponsors so that people can enjoy a little libation and refreshment while getting to know each other. A lot of people have connected, either become friends or even employment opportunities or business opportunities have opened up. So our chapter of the Social Media Club, which is a worldwide organization, just has a real focus on building community and bringing the people of Sacramento together around kind of the shared topic of how we use social media, how it's changing the way we do things, both in our personal and professional lives.
That's great. What website should we follow up with if we're interested in to find out more about what you've been talking about?
Thank you so much for reminding me of that. There's two places that you can go for information about our April 19th event. Our main webpage is our Facebook page, and you can find that at www.facebook.com/SMCSAC, or SMCSAC, and that's also our Twitter ID. We're very active on Twitter. You can find us at SNCSAC on Twitter. And then this month's event is featured on the California Museum's website, and that is www.californiamuseum.org. And they've done a really nice job on the event page, and all the information about the event can be found there. Again, it's this Tuesday the 19th. The doors open at 5:30. We have networking and a reception at 6 o'clock. And then Professor Chander will start with the keynote at 7 o'clock, and we'll follow that up with question and answer time.
Excellent. Well, Laura Good, it's delightful to talk to you on the phone now that we've tweeted quite a bit and met in person. And I look forward to hearing about how this event turns out. Certainly Professor Chander will be a great keynote speaker. I've talked to him casually in conversation. He's very insightful, very knowledgeable, and I'm sure that he will be quite illuminating for your crowd.
All right. Well, we're really excited to have him there. And, hey, we hope you can show up too, Andy.
I hope so, too. I'll have to do a little bit of domestic negotiating, but we'll see if I can.
Oh,
make that happen.
All right. Bring the family. It's a great event, and we're hoping that students from UC Davis, as well as, you know, many other people in the community, Sac State, that just folks will want to come out and hear what Professor Chander has to share about social uprising and social media.
Excellent. Great. Well, Laura Good, and we can find out more about you at Good Laura on Twitter, among many other places. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
For coming on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Andy.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Andy with one final message before we go, and that is that the University of San Francisco Sacramento campus reminds us to stay in school and to graduate. If you're already out of school, you can find out more about the many programs available through adult education by attending their upcoming open house on Wednesday, April 20th at 6 p.m. For further information and or to RSVP, you may reach them at 916-920-0151 or online at esfca.edu/Sacramento. USF Sacramento is located in downtown Sacramento at 630 K Street. They're on the air because they know education is important to all of us. Indeed. Well, I hope that you've been saving your pennies, nickels, and dollars and 20s and 50s for next Wednesday. For on the 20th of April, I will be joined right here by none other than Chris Whitey Erickson, and we're going to talk up a storm about the importance of KDVS. I've set aside a very important gift for the for some donor who wants to give a large amount of money to this radio station. You can find out more about that next week. And meanwhile, I hope that you'll stick around for some great music. Thanks very much to Laura Good, as well as to the multitudes of enthusiastic actors representing the Edge Performance Festival that happens this weekend and next. My name is Dr. Andy. Thanks for tuning in today. I'll see you next week for another edition of Dr. Andy's Poetry